This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We have to get a new computer because I dropped the other one, and so half the screen is kind of gone. So we know
at home?
At home, yeah.
You dropped your computer?
Yeah. Listening to music, it slipped out of my hand.
Oh.
Yeah, the laptop.
Oh,
and I'm like, uh-oh. So it works. You just can't see half the screen. So I think this weekend, we're going to get a new computer. My wife says to me this morning, you know what we really should do is get new phones before they get outrageously expensive. Mm-hmm. Her impression is that they're not already amazingly expensive. But I said, I don't want one. She goes, I know. I said, listen, man, I don't need the latest version of anything. If I can text or you can call my ass, it's fine. Yep. It takes pictures. I barely do. I don't want a new phone. She does. Now, granted, she lives her life through her phone. But she goes, well, also the kids might need a new phone. Instantly, I said, for what? They do not need a new phone. If you want to get a new phone, get a new phone. But I'm like, I cannot spend all that money on something I truly do not want.
It's important, though. I mean, you need it when you travel, generally, so for people to get a hold of you. Funniest one I've got lately is, and it wasn't too long ago, but Steve and I, we've been down to San Diego a few times. When we go down there, it is basically, we try to find some weed, we find some bars, we find some food, we walk around the gas lamp.
And that's it.
We hang out in a bar, then we'll go to a different bar, went to a baseball game. But mostly, we just kind of wander around, eat, drink, have fun, do that thing. Now, my daughter went to school down there. So when you go see your kid, it's a different type of weekend.
You're not going to do with her what we do together. Yes.
Correct. And, you know, with the wife at the time and all that stuff, you know, the hotel's different. It's not like the piece of crap that we stayed in.
Right.
We're staying in a nicer hotel this time around because, you know, that's just the way that rolls. And got a deal down at the Marriott because I had some points. And basically, I'd never used my points before. So the weekend was free, and I'm in the Marriott right down on the water in San Diego. This is a beautiful hotel. It's got a pool. It's right there on the water. But what do the family-type people want to do? They want to go kayaking. So instead of going and sitting and eating lunch someplace nice or going to the pool or whatever, they want to do activities.
Well, they can.
They want to go and look at touristy things, and I'm all for that. Whatever. I'll do it. Okay, so get up in the morning. What is the first itinerary that we're doing? We are going kayaking. Now, my daughter, being a very phone-important person, she has this laminate thing around her neck.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's got like the Ziploc thing on the top. So just in case, she can still take pictures with her phone when she's at the water, with the beach, because, you know, she's living that lifestyle.
That's important, yeah.
This thing floats, you know, so you're not never going to lose it if you're in the water, blah, 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 blah. I've got mine in, like, my pocket.
That's it.
Just trying to keep the damn thing dry. And wife at the time, she's got hers like on her lap or whatever. So we go out there for 2 hours. We take a lot of pictures. It's nice. You know, you're in a kayak. And
yeah.
If you like that kind of thing, I'm just like, I'm bored. But right. Get back to the dock, and I will never forget this. So the wife puts the phone on the dock. This is a brand new phone. She got the latest with like the 7 different dots on the back to take pictures.
Yeah, whatever.
It's bigger. It's all the stuff. And like, why do you still have a phone with a button on it? I'm like, I don't know.
Because it works.
It does. And there's no reason for me not to keep this phone. So she puts the phone on the dock, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's made it 2 hours. Phone is completely dry in working order. She puts her hands and does a push-up onto the deck. She puts her knee up on the deck. She's pushing herself off. And the first step that she takes, where she puts her foot up, she kicks that damn phone, and it skids across the dock and goes right into the water. This is about 9 feet of water, eight feet of water. Now, this was kind of early on in the year. So, you know, San Diego, even right now, they're probably 65, 70 degrees.
Sure.
They don't get really crazy hot. Therefore, the water, still pretty cold. Now, I can kind of see this phone. Now, keep in mind, there's also seals in this marina.
Right.
There's fish. There's all these things. And I'm looking down, and I'm like, man. So I kind of get in the water for a second. I'm like, this is freezing. I stick my hand down. I get about 2 feet deep, 2.5. And now it's getting cold, man.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, because this is going to be a dive, like ears popping dive. If I go down and try to get this phone, I'm going to have to swim down there. It's going to be freezing cold. It's 10, 12 feet. I know I can get it. But do I want to do this?
No.
I do not want to do this.
You lost your phone.
Now, I can see it kind of, right?
Or you can get your phone.
All right. So, believe it or not, so what do? I call the phone.
Okay.
All right. Now I can see it. It's really lit up down there.
So it's still working?
At the bottom. All right. Yeah, at the bottom of the marina. I can see the phone. But there's nothing I can do about it.
Can't get to it.
No, and I'm trying to think, like, no one has, like, a skimmer net, you know what I mean? Like, you would.
Right, right, right.
No one's got one of those on their boats. No one's got any kind of long thing that people have big, long poles, but they don't pick anything up. So I'm looking around. I'm kind of walking around the boats, seeing, like, has anyone got an apparatus where I can, you know, get this thing out of there? Nobody's got anything. So lo and behold, the phone is still there, all right? So I get up early the next morning. I decide it's, you know, there's a nice little trail there that goes by the USS Midway and everything else. I'm going to take a nice little run by the convention center. I'm on vacation for the weekend. I'm going to work out. You know, I'm going to be that guy before I drink 20 beers. So when I run by this part of the marina, curiosity gets the best of me. So I walk over to the dock again, and I call our number. Boom, that thing lights up the next day.
No, it's still working.
Way. It's still working underneath the water. And I'm like, I'll be damned. So... Then I get a little, so then I start thinking to myself, all right, I'm like, all right, well, there's tides. Maybe the tides are like a foot and a half. Maybe when the tide goes out at low tide,
yeah,
I got a better chance of getting this phone. Well, tides that day about 6 inches. Didn't make a difference. Phone's still down there. This is very inconvenient to my wife, who needs that phone on her at all times for everything. I don't even know.
And nothing all at once.
She's one of those people who put the door key on her phone. You know, I had to go get her a key to the room because she uses her phone for this. Her airline tickets are on that phone. Not that she can't go up to the counter and get a paper ticket issued, but just
apparently that is forbidden in the female world, is my experience. My wife was like, you need to download this airline's app. I said, I don't. Just print out the ticket. It's back and forth at work. She's like, download the app on your phone. I said, you know, I do not like apps on my phone. I don't like all that third party crap, all that. I tried to go as slim as I can. I don't want the app. Just print out the goddamn ticket. She's like, I'm not going to print out the goddamn ticket. Download the goddamn app. This went on for probably 45 minutes, right? Split between segments of the show.
Yeah.
Inevitably, I downloaded the goddamn app. It's on my phone. But as soon as I do my boarding pass, right, to go through all that crap, and it's like, oh, welcome to the flight. Delete. It's gone. I hate having that stuff there.
Yep.
And this past trip in Spokane, I had my phone. My wife put all that crap into the app, and again, she knows it drives me crazy. I think
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
She takes some pleasure in it, because I'm very much, just give me a piece of paper. You can't go wrong with this kind of thing. And but she won't do it. Fine. But it's just me and my son. So my son probably did 95% of the heavy lifting on anything with the phone. Because like in the volleyball tournament, it was within walking distance of the hotel, but it's not a clear line of sight. We've never been to Spokane. I don't know where it's at. He's like, do you have Google Maps? I said, I sure don't. So he downloaded that. I said, no, do not hand me the phone back. I said, if this is how you do things,
take care of it.
Basically, yeah, he started calling me old man all weekend. He did everything that we needed to do on the phone, because 95% of everything you do is on the goddamn phone.
So I go to the bar in the afternoon. Women are showering up, getting ready to go to dinner.
All right.
You know, so, but I, of course, me, it takes me 2 minutes to get ready. So like, I'll just meet you guys down at the bar after you're done doing your hair and all that crap.
That's how you can crush a lot of shots.
Yes, you can. And they'll never know. Man, so man. I'm down there. I'm talking to the couple. Talking to a couple beside me. They are running in an American Red Cross or American Lung Association race the next morning. They said, man, you should do this. Because I told them I went for a run in the morning. I'm like, you know what? I'll sign up. They're like, yeah, they're signing people up in the lobby right now. So I ran up real quick. Signed up for myself. Signed up for the wife because I figured she'd want to do it too. The race is the next day in the morning, 5K race, no big deal. Get up. The thing runs by the dock where this phone is. This is 3 days later, okay? Curiosity gets the best of me. I don't care. I stop. I walk over to the dock. I call the phone. The phone lights up again.
You laughed your ass off.
Again. I don't know if it was the case she bought for this thing. I don't know what the deal was. I checked it one more time before we went to the airport. And when I went to, the last time I checked it, there was no lighting up of the phone.
It probably ran out of battery. It might not even be the water at that point.
That's exactly what I was thinking. 3 out of the 4 days, I could call that phone and watch it light up at the bottom of the marina. And every time I just chuckled. Because it was just like, there it is.
It is.
That's an expensive chuckle.
It's still working. Man, is she worked up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.